1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper, bracing for Beryl in Texas. The tropical storm has caused hurricane and storm surge warnings along the Texas coast, and it is expected to make landfall Monday morning as a Category 1 hurricane.
Disaster declarations now for 121 Texas counties expected to be impacted by Beryl. A hurricane watch covers the entire Texas Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We're still expecting Beryl to reach hurricane strength by the time it gets to the coast, and we could see some pretty quick strengthening here as the environment gets really favorable.
Impact expected Monday between Matagorda Bay and Corpus Christi, where 10,000 sandbags were handed out Friday in an hour and a half. The village of Surfside Beach issuing a mandatory evacuation for all recreational vehicles and watercraft. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Millions of Americans are under health threats amid a record-breaking heat wave. Dangerously hot weather is prompting concerns across the country for the most vulnerable population, and it's also fueling wildfires out west. Our Elise Preston from Los Angeles.
Blistering temperatures, high winds, and dry brush are all fueling the lake fire near Santa Barbara. It's one of more than 100 wildfires that erupted in California. The fast-moving flames have already burned about 12,000 acres. Crews are starting to get control of the French fire, which threatened to overtake a tourist spot near Yosemite National Park. At one point, nearly 1,100 people had to flee the flames.
Lots of questions about the Biden campaign after it provided radio hosts with questions to ask the president. Andrea Lawful Sanders is host of a radio show in Philadelphia and tells CNN she approved half of them.
I got several questions, eight of them, and the four that were chosen were the ones that I approved.
A Biden administration official tells CBS News the White House was not involved in any preparation for the radio interviews. French voters will cast their ballots in the decisive second round of snap parliamentary elections a week after the far-right anti-immigration national rally won the first round. The BBC's James Kumarasamy.
They were called unexpectedly 3 years ahead of schedule by Emmanuel Macron after his centrist party was badly beaten by Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally in last month's European elections. That result was repeated in the first of the two-round contest last Sunday, and there'll be hundreds of runoffs that will decide whether the national rally, a party long considered beyond the pale here, can win enough seats to actually form a government.
John Cena announces his retirement from in-ring competition. The 47-year-old says he'll compete at next year's Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and WrestleMania, which will be his final events. Cena made his WWE debut in 2002. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is hour number three of Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy Kay and Rob Roberts here, enjoying the wonderful weather across Wisconsin with a double dip of Porky's Groove Machine. Look at Jimmy laughing. He's like, what is
Porky's?
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
her style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a hall of French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you could outrun her, but shucks, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Porcus, the great mechanical hog of the heavens, was invited to the table of the gods for a fine feast. And Hera, Zeus's beautiful wife, offered him a bone from the ram that had been given as a burnt offering.
Ham and a can?
Porcus looked at her and said, I got a ham bone for you right here, honey. Zeus stood up with a furrowed brow, and a godly rage stewed in his eyes as he looked across the table to Porcus.
Porcus, you've gone too far this time. You shall pay for your transgression and rudeness against my wife.
And with one swift kick, Porcus was punted into the heavens, where his light shines down on us.
In a row from Porky's Groove Machine. I did it. I said Porky's Groove Machine.
Dude, my current Facebook profile picture is from a couple years ago when Porky's Groove Machine played at Woodfest.
Oh, that's such a great show.
And I got to introduce Porky's Groove Machine.
You were in heaven.
Wearing a banana suit.
That's awesome.
It was the highlight of my life. I tell you what.
Right.
Double dip of Porky's Groove Machine there.
I love it. Now, we finally connected with Kirsty Krause.
Yeah.
She's on the phone right now talking about Atwood Fest. Speaking of Atwood Fest.
Kirsty is a Atwood Fest alum. Hello, Kirsty Krause.
Hello. Yes, I am. I am alive and well. We made it.
You're just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee, right?
Yeah, just south of there. I don't even know what small town this is, but it is definitely a pool party extravaganza. This is their annual 17th annual Tiki Man pool party, and this is their big shindig every year.
Well, nice. It sounds like a lot of fun. And, so the big debate tonight on the radio, on Max Inc. Radio, on the Civic Media Network is all about fireworks.
Are you a fan of backyard fireworks, Kirsty?
I would say more so the backyard fireworks, because there's a lot more entertainment than just the fireworks. You know what I'm saying?
It's burning your neighbor's house down and scaring the hell out of
it's
the neighbor's
like
dog.
It's watching them almost blow their hands out than really what's happening with the fireworks. But I did go to the Nashville fireworks this year. This is my first year being in Nashville for the 4th of July, not being up at the cabin by Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. So I was down in Nashville, so I was like, I got to do it. I got to go to the big fireworks.
That's awesome.
It was massive. They were a lot.
Kirsty, there's a lot of stuff happening with you, and the one song that you recently sent us, Dab of Dolly, that you did with Christine Huff. Talk about that song and where that inspiration came from, and what was it like working with Christine Huff?
Oh, thank you for asking. We met each other, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago. So we've been friends, but now, more on like a working basis. So it's been really great to work together. We are yin and yang, so that's been like super fun. She helps mellow me out for sure. And I kind of stem from the sour cream commercial, like, you know, a little dab of daisy.
Yeah. It's a great jingle.
So, dollop a daisy, that kind of thing. I started whenever I would, cover a Dolly Parton song, I would just at the end be like, well, there's a dab of Dolly for you. And I would just say that. And Christy was up with me in Wisconsin, and we were playing some local places up there. And she kind of turned to me when I said that, and she goes, she knew we had to write in a couple days. And she turned to me and she goes, let's write that song. Like, write that down right now. And I literally like pulled out my phone and wrote started the Google Doc right then and there. And then 2 days later, we wrote the song. It was like at 9 in the morning, and then we drove back to Nashville that day.
And the video for the song is out right now. You can catch that on all your social medias. Just search for Kirsty Kraus.
Ridiculously pink. So
yes, it is.
So pink.
Because it's about Dolly. So, like, we found this house that had everything. It's like Barbie vibes, Dolly, like Legally Blonde, like all of these movies combined.
That's amazing. Have you heard any feedback, or has Dolly Parton tried to get a hold of you to give you feedback about Dab a Dolly?
I have not yet. I do have some feelers out there. As a one woman, as a primarily one woman show, like I'm doing my best, but there might be some hopeful lines that I'm still waiting on. But with Dolly being so busy, I've been told it's kind of one of those situations, like if they contact me, I just kind of need to be like ready to go.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I might need to leave my house within 20 minutes kind of thing.
Answer your phone when they call.
Yes. Yes. So that's kind of like the situation, because she gets all made up every time. Yeah. There is no like her leaving the house. Like it's a whole production thing. So I just have to catch her when she's already has her full schedule and doing stuff kind of thing. So I don't know. I keep praying.
Fingers
and hoping.
Crossed.
Yeah. You know, I feel like she would like it. I don't know. Yeah,
I think she will. I mean, she's so outgoing. She loves music and she's so supportive of local artists and artists coming up in the Nashville scene like yourself, Kirsty. I mean, I can't imagine anything negative coming from Dolly Parton about that song.
Yeah, she is really supportive. Like she just did an amazing song with a guy named Blessing Offer, and through a buddy, I know who Blessing is. So it's really cool to see her do stuff like that and even just do a song and collaborate with people all the time. That woman is so busy.
Yeah, for sure. We have Kirsty Kraus on the phone with us live from Chattanooga, Tennessee, hanging out in Nashville these days. Of course, you're a Wisconsin native and you're going to be coming back to Wisco very soon, Kirsty. Tell us about some of the shows you're going to do when you're back here in Wisconsin.
I am. I'm so excited. This coming weekend is like all about places that are on the water, full bands. We are going to have such a good time. I went last night actually and saw some of the band guys playing, and I was like, oh, we're so good. If you guys do anything like that, we're going to be golden. They were just like laughing. But yeah, I'm bringing the boys up full band. So I'm going to be an anchor in Edgerton, Wisconsin.
Right in the Rock River. And,
it's Friday night. Yep. That's going to be a good one. 7 PM to 11. And then Saturday at Smash on the Rocks. And they are well known for their Bloody Marys that have five meals on top.
Yes.
If you Google Smash on the Rocks, holy moly, that's crazy. I should share a picture of that on my social media. But I'm going to be there from 1 to 4 on Saturday, the 13th. And then on Sunday, the 14th, I will be at Stone Harbor Resort. So this is all on the water, and that is from 2 to 6. So it's going to be a big, packed weekend, all band stuff.
Is the Bloody Mary like dressed with like a three course meal,
like a burger, chicken wings,
pickles?
Google Smash on the Rocks and put images in right now, and you will see a corn dog. You will see a donut. You will see I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like there's so much. There's like five people could eat off of that part. Like it's just ridiculous. But I didn't hear about it until this place recently. It was through a friend, and I was like, I'm definitely going to email them and see if they'll have the band. So yeah, it worked out.
Who's in the band right now these days? Who's working with you? Who's going to be on stage with you?
Well, there's a special treat this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to have an artist out of Alabama originally. His name is Danny Spyro, and he's got it. He can cover from Garth to Wallen to John Patti to, you know, Matchbox 20. So I'm really excited to have him up, and him and I have written a couple songs together. So we're going to have him do some of those as well. But this is his first time in Wisconsin. So he's coming up and co-fronting on Saturday and Sunday with me. So I'm really excited to bring him up to Wisconsin, show him what all of us Scotties are all about, and how we throw down.
You have to get him some cheese curds.
Yeah.
I'll have to get him some spotted cow and cheese curds.
Spotted cow and cheese curds.
The band will definitely be treated to, you know, the Wisconsin-isms and Bloody Marys.
With a three-course lunch. Kirsty Cross, we love you. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Of course, you can follow Kirsty.
I love you guys, too.
What's that?
I said, I love you guys, too.
We've known each other. You know, tonight's our five-year anniversary for being on FM radio, Kirsty, and you've been on the show.
You knew me back when I still had acne. Like, you've known me for a long time.
Yes.
Was, you know, I was still developing, like, right?
Oh, now this is getting uncomfortable, Kirsty.
Oh, well, I meant in the face.
Okay. Hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Kirsty Kraus, you're a superstar. Thank you for doing what you do. And if you get a chance, if you're in Madison while you're in Wisco on a Saturday night, stop by the Civic Media Studios and please say hi.
Oh, I'd love to. You guys are freaking awesome. Thank you so much.
We have hugs waiting for you. Hey, Rob just threw your song Beaches Be Crazy in the playlist. I love this song. We're going to hear it right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you, Kirsty.
Yes, thank you, guys. Here it is. Woo!
Tell some mullets in Perdido, sucking on mojitos, Cabana out in Lido. Abations be crazy. Abations be crazy. Bike week in Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Abations be crazy. Abations be crazy. Double shots of Jose, all nighters with the DJ. Abations be crazy. Abations be crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii. Abations be crazy. Abations be.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Down to the nitty-gritty. like you ain't going nowhere. You're just living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. Some folks call it a city, but they ain't from around here. They ain't living in the biggest small town in America. Sometimes it can be living in the biggest small town in America.
Travelers on Max Inc. Radio.
Dude, I picked that song out for Joe Biden because he came right? to the biggest small town in America on a Friday afternoon. He came to the Madison North Side. Dude.
Isn't that great? This is amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rob Roberts, Rocker, and Terry Barr are off tonight. Rocker's playing Summerfest with Iron Plow tonight. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. And Terry's probably in the crowd.
I think so. I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
Sure. Yeah.
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 We don't know where Terry is.
I don't.
Let's be honest.
She's at an undisclosed location.
Maybe she'll text us. We'll find out. We'll give you updates.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We're celebrating our 5-year anniversary on FM radio. Tom from New Berlin is listening to us right now, Rob, and he threw a couple texts our way.
Yeah, Rocker rocks.
Rocker rocks.
Rocker rocks.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Appreciate your listening, Tom, and Sherry up in Horicon. She's also listening. And all of you, if you want to join the show, you can do that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We're talking about backyard fireworks. So last night, Rob.
Yes.
About 9 o'clock, I'm getting ready to go to bed because I'm old and I go to bed at 9 o'clock at night. You do too, so don't laugh.
Yeah, I know. 8:30, we get ready.
So there was a little lull in the action. So I let the dogs out. You know, we have some guest dogs at the house this weekend. And as soon as I let them out, in the backyard, a block over on School Road, in front of the Mendota Elementary School, bottle rockets, explosions everywhere, you know. And then, of course, you know, the dogs just ran right back inside.
Right.
And wanted to pee on the floor.
Yes, of course.
Which I hate, you know. Yeah. So, which, I mean, we don't have much time tonight, but what is your opinion of these backyard fireworks? If you have pets, obviously, you're not a big fan.
No, no.
And if you know, maybe like I mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot of veterans that have post-traumatic stress disorder, and fireworks is a trigger for that. They don't like that. And, you know, of course, in every municipality, I know here in Madison and probably wherever you live, there's probably a city or a village ordinance saying anything that goes up and explodes is you're not supposed to do that.
No, no.
But dude, here's the thing. It's like AK-47s. You could buy them on the street corner. You know, it's like we encourage you to buy this stuff and fire it off in the neighbor's yard.
Absolutely.
How do we, I mean, is it that one day it's okay to break the law? You know?
Yeah.
I like the big festivals, the controlled festivals where the fire marshal's on duty in case anything goes wrong.
Right.
You know, but the Billy Joe slack jog yokels out there blowing off their fingers or their arms or something like that or whatever. I'm not a big fan of that.
Right.
What do you think? 844-967-2789. Love to know what you think. Hey, stick around. We got Bar Notes with Terry Barr. We got Helen from Fee Step in just a couple minutes. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by White Kurt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them today on North Stone Road. Or check out their menu and your events calendar right now at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
It's time for your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr with a few notes highlighting some of the music, news, and happenings all across the state. Big news coming out of the city of Verona in support of the arts. A $250,000 community investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is being awarded to help fund restoration of what's being called the Art House 360. Now, this former New Century Historic Schoolhouse is on West Verona Avenue, and it was built in 1917. Those involved in the renovation say Art House 360 will be a nonprofit community hub for artistic and cultural sharing. Congratulations! There's also a new music venue in Green Bay. It is partnered with the Tarleton Theater. It's a historic renovated space and already hosting national touring acts along with local musicians. But now this addition is called At the Tracks, and it's considered a classic music hall near the railroad tracks. Tarleton leadership says this stage will feature local favorites, with 100% of the merch and ticket sales going back to the bands. July is booked, and it features music and comedy with ticket prices ranging from free to just $10. You can learn more about it at Tarleton. That's Tarleton.com. And last but not least, we now know the winner and runner-up for the amazing Rock Onsen program, the new normal band made up of students from Nisida Queen of the Holy Rosary School and Wisconsin Dells High School earns the Rock Onsen Best Garage Band crown. It really came as they did a great rendition of Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Let's take a little listen. Runner-up for this year, No Limit, and that's students from Columbus Middle and High School, along with Monona Grove High School. This all happened during performances at Summerfest last week. The new Normal Band and No Limit will both receive some new gear, a cash prize, and support to keep playing more shows around Wisconsin. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. And we have another local artist on the phone, Helen from Festette. Helen, how are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I'm so excited that you're here tonight. Jimmy, did you know that Helen and her group of individuals are bringing back jazz?
I did know that.
You did?
When Festette was live in the lair, it was filled with awesome jazz here in the studio, and it was fantastic.
Aw, thank you. We appreciate that. We had a nice time.
You can get that podcast right now, by the way, at maxincradio.com, Rob.
Or hang around later.
Or just hang around later. Actually, Helen, we're actually going to replay the night that you were live in the lair tonight at 9 o'clock, just a mere 20 minutes away.
Yeah. Right here on Max Inc. Yeah, live in the lair. So bringing jazz back, North Street Cabernet, starting on the 14th, 7 p.m. Tell us, how did this all happen?
Yeah, this was how I met all of the members of my jazz sextet, or at least the original founding members. We met at the Newbury Jazz Jam, which was a 20-year weekly jazz jam. It ran for 20 years in Madison, and for a few years leading up to the pandemic, it was at North Street Cabaret. So that was kind of the environment, I guess, the scene that grew our group and got us really excited about making music together. So when that jam retired after 20 years, there kind of was a lull and a gap that we missed and really wanted to fill. So it gives us a little bit of a recurring place to play for a little bit, and then it creates some space for all of our friends and family to come and play too.
You know, the Northside Cabaret is such a great venue, and it's perfect for the jazz genre. What is it like going into a club like that, that is so supportive of arts and specifically jazz here in Madison?
The North Street Cabaret is great. They've kind of held down the side of the neighborhood right across the street from Tip Top Tavern for so long now. And there's been a little bit more that's kind of come up in the neighborhood. There's some great breakfast places and coffee too. So they've kind of held down this neighborhood for a while. The owner, Al, is really an awesome person. He makes sure that 100% of the door that he collects always goes to the musicians. He's really good at kind of growing and fostering that scene for us.
He's a super cool guy, and he's super classy as well.
Yes, definitely.
But whenever I've seen Al, he's always dressed to the nines.
And yeah.
He looks the part. Mm-hmm. He looks like an old jazz gangster.
Oh, all right.
From 1950 or something like that.
Yeah.
He has stories. I won't let him. They're his stories, but you should grab a drink at the cabaret and see if you can hear some Al stories.
For sure, for sure. So you got the show coming up at the Northside Cabaret. Yeah. What else is happening with Festette as far as, are you guys writing more music? I know jazz. There's a lot of like covers involved in the sets, but there's also some original stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. We have been writing. I think we'll record another 5 or 6 this fall. Knock on wood. There hasn't just been like a natural album yet. I guess we've only started releasing originals since August of last year. So just kind of releasing them as they are made and created, and haven't really been like forcing the album, you know, like it feels like it needs to be a certain collection that feels right. I don't know. I'm ranting, but we're doing a lot of writing and we have some cool shows coming up this fall too.
Is writing jazz music more difficult or more challenging than saying like writing a rock or a pop song or a country song?
Maybe sometimes it's hard to, when there's not a lot to compare it to, right? Like I've probably written for this style longer than any other style. Sometimes, yes, sometimes the jazz song can come to you really, really quickly. If you're pulling from an inspiration or an idea that someone else had first, especially. So I guess maybe sometimes, but I don't like to say that because I don't want it to sound elitist. I know like jazz sometimes gets that rap for being high reaching and complicated to be complicated. And I don't want it to be that. I want it to be approachable and welcoming.
You know, the reason I asked that question, when I think of jazz, when I listen to jazz, I always think of improvisation, you know, improv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Last minute, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you've never seen a live jazz show that sounded exactly the same as the last one. It's always a little bit different.
So
that's the unique thing about jazz. You can improv. And I was wondering, you know, with the improvisation, is it hard to write with that or does it make it easier?
I think it might make it easier in that sense because there is sort of like a, if not a structure, a form and a tradition that you're writing to. Because when you talk about improvisation, it's within the space of the form, like the verse, verse, chorus, verse form that you play. So once you have that down, the improvisation is like a new layer on top of that that's different every time. But the form is still the same and the melody is still kind of there. It's all of the things in between that get to be different every time.
Now, the show you're doing that's on the 14th, this isn't just one show.
It's going to kind of be based on interest. We're bringing a jazz jam back to the level that the community wants it. So we're going to start with once a month for 3 months. And if it feels like it's dwindling down in the winter, we might stall it and bring it back in the summer. But we're starting with 3 Sundays for now.
Yeah, that's great, though. More than one show.
Yeah.
Try to get to the first one. I'm going to go to all of them so they keeps going. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. So then, awesome. So you have that going on. And then also I heard there's this thing, Jimmy, I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's called Atwood Fest.
Oh yeah. I've heard about
Atwood Fest. Oh, you have?
Okay. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Okay. And you're going to be at Atwood Fest as well. Tell us a little bit about that. Do you know where you're playing? Maybe Jimmy hasn't told you yet. Or maybe Rocker hasn't told you yet.
Rocker has told us we are playing the Sugar Maple stage, which is right next to Monty's. So you can get your breakfast. And then I think we're right at 1:30. We're very excited to bring our gateway jazz to the mainstream. We've played last year. We had a really good time at some festivals like Jazz at 5 and Wisconsin Jazz Fest. So now we feel like we're breaking through the jazz genre and coming into the mainstream of, you know, Madison summer festivals. So that's always a really exciting thing for us.
You know, the Sugar Maple stage this year has grown at Atwood Fest. We're super excited about the new stage in the Monty's Blue Plate Diner stage. And you're absolutely right. Get some breakfast before Atwood.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Monty's has this biscuits and gravy that's really good.
Oh, Jimmy.
They have a... So they have some roasted peppers in the gravy.
We need like a food segment.
We do. We do, yeah.
Invite me back.
Helen, go ahead.
Yeah, invite me back for the food segment.
Right, exactly.
I have lots of thoughts.
We love biscuits and gravy. We love food. We love Atwood Fest, and we love Feastette. Helen, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you at Atwood Fest. Of course, Atwood Fest happening the last full weekend in July, July 27 and 28. You're playing Saturday on the Maple Sugar stage, right? Or is it Sunday?
Yes, sir. That's correct. It is on Saturday.
Saturday.
1:30.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Any other shows coming up in the Madison area that you want to tell the people about?
Sure. Next Friday, we'll be at Madison's on King Street. We'll be trioing with Frank, that electronic valve instrument. That's
always fun. Jimmy, you missed it. Wait till you listen to the podcast or watch the video. The instrument's super cool.
This is Frank from work and Frank. Not Frank.
It's not that small of a scene. We're talking Frank McKern. He's playing the electronic valve instrument in our sextet.
We're just talking about my small brain, Helen. That's all we're talking about here.
Frank from work is awesome too.
He is. Yes, for sure. Hey, Helen, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and telling us about Feastette. And we got live in the layer, the replay when Feastette was live in the studio here. It was such an awesome night.
It was.
I'm looking forward to the replay.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, so much. I appreciate that.
We're going to play a song from Feastette right now. What do we got here, Rob? We got Running from the Dance Floor. You got a comment about this song, Helen?
This one's for the shy boys that get called onto the dance floor and resist. Geez.
That's me. I can't dance. Thanks, Helen. Appreciate you. It's Feastette, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Why don't you step into the dance floor? I promise I'm not here to bite you. There's nothing to be scared of. Step out here. And move your feet and hold me tight and stomp your feet. I think you need some relaxation. I've had enough of all this small talk. Your excuses and apologies make me sleep. So shut your lips and shake your hips and dance with me. Self-conscious thoughts are holding. Tied up in knots, you're under attack. Shake off those chains and loosen your brain. I guess I'll ask again. Why don't you step into the dance floor? I promise it will be a good time. You better start your dancing long before the night is through. I'll spend my night just living right. I'll dance with you.
Thank you.
running from the dance floor right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Helen's voice is like magical, dude.
It is, right?
It's so good. Feastat, we got live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. We're doing a replay of when Feastat was live in the lair. Hey, Rob, we're done for the night because we've got to get a replay. We got Indie Rock 45 or Indie 45 show coming up at 10 o'clock.
Yep, I'm going to take a little nap.
You can take a little nap. And you got After Hours coming up at 11 o'clock.
It's a great show. Just wait for the double dip.
You're starting off with a double dip of Trapper Shep, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brand new or what?
We got a new one. And then Dear Mr. President. I thought it was appropriate, you know. Yeah. Joe was here, so I thought, why not, you know, line it up that way.
Tonight was our five-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Jimmy.
Of Max Inc. Radio on the FM radio. You know, I love it because we're here to support the local artists in Wisconsin. I mean, you could go anywhere to hear your top 40 country, pop, or whatever, but where else are you going to hear Feastat? Where else you're going to hear Kirsty Krause on the radio, or the American Dead, or any other band that we play here on the radio and we talk to on the radio here. It's all about supporting the local music scene. Get out, see a show, buy the band's merch if you'd like them. Send them a message. Say, hey, I heard your song on Max Inc. Radio and it rocks.
Yeah.
And that would be the best present you could ever give me. You could give Rocker. And real quick, though, Rob, I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors, you know, Ignite Glass and Gifts, the Aaron Weber Group, Weikert Realtors, Lazy Oaf Lounge, Full Mile Beer Company, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Carbon 4 Brewing, Herbal Aspect, Doughboy's Pizza, Noah's Ark Pet Center here in Madison. All great small businesses here in Madison. And we couldn't do this show without you guys, and we appreciate it. We couldn't do it with you, without you, the listener, here on Civic Media. Live in the Lair is coming up. Rob, thank you. Appreciate you filling in tonight, man.
Yeah, it's been a blast being here. Yeah, I've been trying to push the buttons.
This band is going to be at Atwood Fest. They're closing out on the Luther Allison stage, 5:30 on Sunday. I can't wait. It's Parker Barrow. This song is called Peace, Love, and Rock and Rollin'. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Who made me laugh?
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.